I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will continue our state capitol report now, talking with a former state lawmaker who says the state legislature is a lot different than it used to be. We will talk with Cal Potter, who discusses what needs to happen to return to an environment in which the people's interests come first. And we will welcome your thoughts and your questions at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let us welcome in our next guest. Very happy to have with us Cal Potter, who is a former Democratic state lawmaker from Sheboygan Falls. He serves on the Common Cause in Wisconsin's state governing board. His piece, "The Wisconsin Legislature is a Vastly Changed Institution," was posted last week, and we have put that also on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. So
nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's so are you thinking of running for governor by any chance?
No, my days are past. You know, one of the changes is not only in the legislature, but in running for executive offices. It's a very contentious, very expensive, very partisan type of hostile environment, and it's not, for a retiree, it's not enticing.
Yeah. Well, what made you feel the need to write your piece now on how the legislature has changed for the worse?
Well, I have been on the Common Cause Board in Wisconsin for a number of years, and the executive director is Jay Hecht, and Jay Hecht used to work in the state capitol when I was there, mm-hmm. and so I've known the executive director, Jay Hecht, for over 25 years. And one of the things that we do when you share that same heritage and work environment from the past, you sometimes talk about how things have changed, you know, sort of the good old days type thing. And he mentioned to me, he says, you know, this has changed. You're an institutional, you have an institutional memory. Why don't you sometimes sit down and just put down on paper what you see as the contrast of, you know, 30 years ago to today? And that's what I did. And I sent it off to Jay, and he posted it, and you found it, and that's how we got today.
Yeah, yeah. And you you began serving in the state legislature in 1975.
Right.
Boy, I was in high school then. I'm no spring chicken either. No, I'm just kidding. Describe what the political atmosphere was like back then, and what it was like back in 1975.
Well, the people were somewhat different in the sense that one of the things that, as I mentioned in the article, that struck me was there were a lot of middle-aged and elderly gentlemen, and many of them came there, it was very apparent, with a long history of serving on a local level. They were on town boards, school boards, county boards, and so on. And they brought that to the committee deliberations, to the floor, and preeminent was not a philosophy of party. It was a very pragmatic view of the world, and it was also a very cooperative one where you could sit down and compromise. Particularly, I chaired for many years in both houses of the Education Committee, and I would have a couple of folks there who were Republicans. I was a Democrat. They were Republican school board members. But they participate. They were valuable input that they provided, and we appreciated that. Today, you do have a lot of people who are nothing more than staffers that have kind of been cloned into being running for office, and they're people who have a very strong party view, a partisan view, and as a result, you see a change just in what the individuals have brought to the legislature. But I think mainly what has happened is the world around people has changed. In other words, how are people influenced who run for the legislature? You know, my first campaign was in early 70s. I spent $3,300. We didn't have independent expenditures. We didn't have all kinds of big money in the legislature. Today, you've got independent expenditure groups and special interest groups that spend more money than the candidates do. And as a result, you have people who are receiving a large amount of money, and they're now beholden to the person who's given them a lot of money. We didn't have talk radio that was so hostile, I guess, and opinionated. We had a lot of talk radio, at least locally, where I my district was. That was very much like talk radio and public radio, where it's fair. It's both sides. Today, you've got people who are really beholden to talk show hosts that are very partisan. They don't want to cross them. They want to be on those programs. So you've got a whole lot of things that are occurring around people who are going to come to the legislature that put them in a box. They kind of put them in a position where they're beholden to people, they're beholden to money, they're beholden to interest groups. And, of course, what has happened most recently in Wisconsin is the districts have been gerrymandered, so they're very much more partisan. The years that I served in the legislature, after the Supreme Court ruling in the 1960s that districts had to be about the same in population, the 1970 census and 80 and 90 and 2000, after that reapportionment, because the legislature was either split between the governor and the legislature being different parties, there was no agreement, and it went to federal court, and the type of maps that were drawn for districts, both congressionally and legislatively, were very good. They were fair. They didn't split communities' interests. They were not drawn to be favorable to any one party or any one candidate. So there are a lot of things that have occurred sort of institutionally, politically, in the campaign world that have some sort of forced people to be, I think, non-productive and not in the public interest candidates.
I've got to jump in because we're going to check news and then we'll be back. This is the State Capitol Report. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking during this half of our State Capitol Report with Cal Potter. He's a former Democratic state lawmaker from Sheboygan Falls. He serves on the Common Cause in Wisconsin State Governing Board. His piece, "The Wisconsin Legislature is a Vastly Changed Institution," was posted last week, and we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you would like to join in on what needs to happen, in your opinion, to make the state legislature a more bipartisan, a more civil institution. Do we want our state legislature to be more bipartisan in nature? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You wrote in your piece, Cal Potter, that civility and camaraderie, that was a code of conduct when you were serving in the state legislature, that no one felt inhibited or was discouraged from being seen or communicating with a person of another party. You also mentioned that it wasn't out of the question for lawmakers of opposite parties to carpool together. I mean, it's that divided now that you can't even talk to somebody from the opposite party?
Well, that's what I hear, that people don't dine together, they don't travel together, they very seldom speak cordially together. There's a lot of change in that type of interaction, and I think it's been due to the fact that people have been sort of made partisan on steroids here, and that this is the driving force. And I know in my days, we as Democrats would go out in the evening to eat together, but we'd end up at the same restaurants as Republicans were there, and we would stop at their table, and we would commiserate and schmooze together, and it was something that we did, and nobody thought anything of it. The stories I get out of the Capitol today is that friendly, open, communicative type of environment has been replaced with sort of a super partisan division that I think hurts everything. Because really, the state legislature is a really a partnership with local units of government. And as a result, we need to work together, conservative, liberal, local, state, to make the state as best as it can.
We have a number of callers who want to weigh in on this. John in Rib Lake is with us. Hi, John.
Good morning. Yeah, partisanship on steroids is a great phrase promoted by, well, I think Citizens United and and all of the money that is pumped into the politics promoting mouthpieces such as our current governor. I don't know that he's such a good guy or bad guy. He's self-promoting. But the people with the money find guys like him to promote the divide and conquer mentality. You just got through saying, Cal Potter, that the local governments and the legislature needed to work together. What we have now, it seems, is the exact opposite. And I think going one further, my humble opinion, the divide and conquer promotes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the violence that we have just seen lately.
Lots to talk about here, John, and limited time. So, gosh, let me first ask a devil's advocate question. The governor and the legislature, John says, are not really working together. Well, some would argue that it's certain that they are. That the Republican policies that are being put into place are what the majority of Wisconsin voted for, and so therefore, that's what's wrong with that, Cal Potter?
Well, when you analyze the last election, you'll find out that votes cast for the Democrats in the state legislature, totaling up all the votes in all the districts, you find out they were several hundred thousand votes greater than what the Republicans garnered. But Republicans have an overwhelming majority in the state assembly, and they have a majority in the state senate, and it's due to gerrymandering of the districts. There is a lawsuit, as you know. Verbal arguments have been held in May in federal court, and it's a district court, and basically the court case is saying that Wisconsin and is one of the three or four most gerrymandered states in the United States. And so as a result, what you have is a legislature that drew districts to make it very, very one-sided. And as a result, were you to have a federal court or some independent commission come in and draw those districts, you would probably have a very different configuration of those districts and a different makeup in the legislature. So what we have seen in the legislature that maybe be being sold as the super voice of the majority of people is really something that's been concocted by some very skillful computer-driven drawing of legislative district lines.
Yeah, and at the end of your piece, you wrote that we need to take corrective action to get back to where we were when the people's interests came first. And besides that redistricting lawsuit needing to be successful, you also mentioned that Citizens United should be overturned. And John mentioned Citizens United, too. How critical is that?
I think it's been a disaster for democracy and common cause. Has this as a very top item on their list as well. The Citizens United and several other cases as well have basically stated that, corporations are people, money is freedom of speech, special interest groups can do raising of money and spending of money beyond disclosure. And all those things I make for a very, very unfair playing field for candidates who want to run for public office and for the voter who probably doesn't know that half of this, these shenanigans of financing and raising of money and spending money are actually going on. The legislature is then beholden. I know legislators will often say, "Oh, I don't know who gives me money. I'm not beholden to them. They don't influence me." Oh, as simple as I can make it is baloney. Legislators know when there's a big check that comes in. They know where it came from, and those checks are given for access, and they're also there to control the agenda. And all you have to do is look at what passes and what doesn't pass, what legislators say about different issues, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. You know, there are legislators who don't believe in global warming. I bet you if you find out where their money comes from, you'll find out it's the fossil fuel industry. There's, you know, public opinion on guns, for example, on different ammunition clips and background checks and so on, things that don't go anyplace. Well, why don't they go anyplace? Well, one of the strongest interest groups in the United States today is the National Rifle Association. And been very, very effective in determining public policy.
Let me go to State Senator Bob Wirch from Kenosha, who's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Cal.
Hi, Bob.
I had the pleasure of serving with Cal, although I will contradict him a little bit. That last session when I first came in the Senate and he was there with Gary George and Koala and Edelman was a pretty raucous group.
Well, then you know what happened there is a lot of those people were ousted, and that's when we got the Government Accountability Board, which was a national model for how you should handle ethics and campaign activities, and that's now been thrown out the window, as you know, because you're still there, and as a result, we have something that's back to a partisan elections board and a partisan ethics board. So while there was not a smooth sailing, you know, 16 years ago, but we had a remedy in the Government Accountability Board that's now gone.
Yeah, so Senator Wirch, you had some ideas on how we might, reform things to make it a little bit more bipartisan in our state legislature?
Yes, I'm hopeful now because of a number of things. Number one, I think we're going to win that three-judge panel and throw out our gerrymandered map. Number two, I think the effects of Bernie Sanders and Trump have shown a rebellion against the established parties and the partisanship. I think that's good. Anytime you see Charlie Sykes railing against his party's nominee, I think that all hell is breaking loose in politics, and I think that will bring back more common sense into the process.
What do you think of that, Cal Potter?
Well, we at Common Cause are somewhat optimistic about the victory in the courts to send the reapportioned issue back to the legislature, and hopefully they'll do a better job. And if they can't do it, we'll have federal court or someone else do it who did an excellent job for the previous five decades that this was done. So we're kind of optimistic in sharing Senator Wirch's viewpoint on that as well. Now, the whole issue of Citizens United, a lot of that is going to have to deal with what happens to the presidency in the next election, because there probably will be several appointees. And as you know, the Citizens United case was a 5-4 decision. And if we see a number of new faces on the Supreme Court, a new challenge to corporate money, unlimited money, that type of big money influence in Congress, in the legislature, in politics in general, that could be reversed very easily. And as a result, we could be back to a time that I remember when we did indeed have strict controls on who gave and disclosure, as well as things such as amounts, so that the average citizen is given a bigger voice and a fairer voice in their government.
You know, we only have a minute to go. The time flew here. How hopeful are you that Wisconsin will get back to where we used to be in terms of the political atmosphere?
Well, I think the court case on gerrymandering looks somewhat positive from the comments of the judges involved. And, of course, that's going to be appealed, and it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And there have been some even conservative justices on the Supreme Court who have said, you know, these gerrymandered districts were only created for the benefit of office holders, and it really doesn't pass the smell test. As far as Citizens United, well, we don't know who's going to be elected president. We think we do, many of the pundits, but who gets appointed to the court will be very, very important. So if there's any reason for people to vote this time, the Supreme Court nominees is probably right on the top of the list.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Cal Potter, former Democratic state lawmaker from Sheboygan Falls and a member of the Common Cause in Wisconsin State Governing Board. He wrote a piece that is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The Wisconsin legislature is a vastly changed institution. Thank you to producers Bill Martins, Chris Molina, Brianne Chasso, and Nyasia Ellison. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Mondays with Mike is coming up next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.